Napa know-how.
It takes a lot to get excited about a bag, but most bags can't save you 20% on auto parts. That's 20% off headlamps, 20% off oil filters, 20% off virtually anything you can fit inside the 99-cent Napa reusable bag. So tell your buddies, there's a bag they just have to check out. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Minimum three items. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/31/17.
You are Locked On Pacers, your daily Indiana Pacers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network, where you can get a daily dose of great information about your favorite NBA and NFL team, including the Pacers right here. I'm Tom Lewis of IndyCornrows.com, and on today's episode, we'll take a look at the Hickory Pacers getting ready to take on the Suns on Friday night at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, and we'll check in with Rodney Stuckey as he discusses his return and readiness to return, and also played host to a afternoon charity event at the Fieldhouse, Come to Our House Thanksgiving Dinner, an annual event, and he and his wife were the hosts. Also have official word about Rakeem Christmas going to Fort Wayne, as I mentioned in the prior podcast, seeing him say his goodbyes after the Pacers win on Wednesday night. We also hear that Ben Bentel played the first game for the Mad Ants, a player that the team kind of acquired for a D-League assignment from Boston. And he played so well in that first game that he's headed over to Europe for 60 days. So that is why Rakeem is shooting on up to Fort Wayne to fill in the gap. So be sure to check in with any questions and comments at indycornrows@gmail.com. or on Twitter at IndyCornrows. All right, to begin with, the Pacers off day concluded with the Come to Our House Thanksgiving dinner served at the Entry Pavilion and hosted by Rodney and Heidi Stuckey. They had taken over those duties from David West and his wife. So they were able to feed over 700 men, women, and children from local shelters. It's always a great event, and they put on a first-class meal and service for all the folks coming in from the shelters. And I know it's also obviously has some benefit for the team and organization as they're all working together to do good for other people. And make sure you check out Pacers.com. Eddie White was roaming around with his video camera and microphone, capturing all of the action and getting some great interviews and really giving you a good, letting you get the full spirit of what was going on down there with that event. So, again, check that out on Pacers.com. So, before putting on the chef's hat and serving the fellow Hoosiers, Stuckey spoke after practice, going through another practice on Thursday, and he sounds like he is ready to go. No further problems. Mentioned really the only thing he has to do is get that last clearance from the trainers, which it sounds like he has it, but, you know, just leading up to the game, make sure there's nothing that is holding them back, and then obviously has to work out how things are going to go, getting back into the mix with Coach Nate. So it sounded like he was pretty happy with the health of the hamstring and that, you know, the trainers said that things could have been worse with that injury, and it wasn't as bad as it could have been. So sounds like there's no concerns for any lingering issues or tweaking that after coming right back. So hopefully that's the case. Could put that in the rearview mirror and get back to where he was in preseason and right at the start of the season, which is something he also mentioned that, you know, once he gets back into the mix, it's going to take him a while to get back up into game shape on the fly, and also, you know, more importantly, finding that rhythm he had before the injuries. So, obviously, he's dealt with injuries in the past and knows how to go about getting his game back, but hopefully that will start on Friday night when the Pacers take on the Suns. I also heard from C.J. Miles, and one thing he mentioned specifically, they were talking about rebounding. Rebounding has been an issue. Even in the wins, Pacers have been getting out-rebounded. A lot of times they're getting burned by opponents getting their own offensive rebounds and second-chance points. So, you know, he kind of talked about how, since they are a bit undersized, even, you know, Thad Young at power forward isn't huge, and Miles Turner as a center a lot of nights isn't the biggest guy out there, but, you know, the rebounding effort requires a collective effort for everyone to attack the glass, and by controlling the rebound advantage, you're really putting yourself in a lot better position to win a game. It's one of those things the Pacers have been able to overcome all year. We've been talking about rebounding, fouling, turning the ball over. Kind of those three things are critical for the Pacers to win, since they're not going to outshoot anybody from three-point land. So they got to take care of those details. And really, the last couple of games they played so well, they did do great with minimizing the fouls and foul shots and also the turnovers. But rebounding was still a problem. They were getting killed, but definitely not controlling the boards, as CJ would say. So speaking of defense, Miles Turner talked about that and how the team's getting more comfortable. And, you know, he credits it, a lot of it, to digging into the film and that making a big difference. And I wonder, yeah, for Turner at, you know, age 20, let's not forget, haven't mentioned that in a while, he's still 20, that, you know, he might be getting a better feel for how to use that film and how to actually, you know, watch the film and apply what he learns on the court. You know, that's all about experience and learning, and maybe a few light bulbs have gone off with him, because he's mentioned that a couple of times, how the film work has really been helpful in the team, you know, tightening things up on the defensive end. So he will hopefully become a film junkie on all parts of the game and continue to grow at the rapid rate he has been. So that is pretty much most of the news from the Fieldhouse. Nate McMillan talked about sending Rakeem Christmas down. The team officially announced the assignment of Christmas to the Fort Wayne Mad Ants in the D-League today. I mentioned in the locker room last night how I saw him saying goodbye to all his teammates and how nice it was to see the reaction he was getting and the support, and had a lot of guys behind him and getting them pumped up. And I also mentioned I thought possibly that George Niang may be going down as well, but that is not the case at all. Christmas is the only one going, and one reason for him filling a spot in Fort Wayne is that rookie Ben Bentil, who the Pacers acquired in about a 24-hour signing and release from Boston to acquire his D-League rights, he lit it up in the Mad Ants first game. Scored 27 points, had 10 rebounds, only shot 15 shots to get those 27 points, made 13 of 18 free throws, had a couple block shots. Was so impressive that he was offered a, what is termed as a lucrative, according to a report out of Fort Wayne, on WANE-TV, a lucrative 60-day contract with a team in Europe. So after that 60 days, it's expected he'll come back to Fort Wayne, but who knows? Maybe he'll light it up out there, and Pacers might want to bring him back to Indy. So that also kind of should give Rakeem Christmas a little bit of a sense of urgency. They're not exactly the same player, but they could feel if, you know, they want to get into the mix at the power forward, where there might be the most time available for a new body to eventually get some time with the Pacers, that would be the spot. And Christmas is going to have to continue to show he deserves a spot with the Pacers. Obviously, he's getting paid this year, but his salary isn't that big, and the Pacers have so much room on the cap that, you know, keep them in the D League or release them or however they might want to do it, which is definitely an option. So hopefully Christmas will show up big. I know my CJ Miles and Monte were, you know, imploring him to be aggressive, you know, attack and score, take all of his shots. I know that Lavoie kind of mentioned that really they don't want him to do all the shooting. They want him to kind of play a role. He would play with the Pacers and try and show that he can do that, facilitate, rebound, play defense, those types of things they would need him to do, as opposed to being, you know, like a number one option in the offense, even though he may have the ability to do that at the B League level. So that's kind of an interesting dynamic. You know, Rakeem had some issues last year with motivation after spending, you know, played over 40 games down there, and I think, you know, at times got frustrated. So this will be his first stint. Hard to say how long he'll be down there, but I don't imagine it would be for the full 60 days, but I guess we'll never know. We'll find out and see. I think the Mad Ants don't play again until Sunday, so we'll keep an eye on what's going on up there. Okay, so as I mentioned, the Phoenix Suns will be at the Fieldhouse on Friday night. It's a Hickory Pacers Friday night. Pacers will be wearing their Hoosier Hickory uniforms from the movie Hoosiers as they, you know, continue to celebrate the longest 30th year celebration in the history of a sports movie. But honestly, it was such a boon last year and a big marketing hit. All the jerseys sold all around the world that they want to keep priming that pump and doing it some more this year. And this will be the first night where the Pacers will don the dark red and gold unis to take on the Suns. The Phoenix is 3-9. A couple nice wins, one over Detroit and Portland. Now, they will surely test the Pacers' newfound defensive disposition and should allow the Pacers to get a few buckets. So they are currently fifth in the league in scoring at 108 points per game, but they are first, or I should say dead last, in points allowed at 116 points per game allowed. Whew. It's almost a full 5 points worse than the next team that want to comp with the Pacers. Pacers are giving up, or they're scoring 106.3 and giving up 106.8 points per game. So scoring is around 13th, while points allowed is 23rd. So better get your popcorn ready, because there could be a lot of buckets on Hickory night at the Fieldhouse. I don't think anyone's going to be sitting around watching the paint dry in that game for sure. So thanks for listening. Feel free to reach out with any questions or comments. You email me at indycornrows@gmail.com and on Twitter at indycornrows. I like my man Peter Mosey, who checked in after enjoying the last two wins. He still has concerns with that backcourt fit, the combo with Monte and Jeff Teague. But been happy to see the Pacers take care of most of the games they should win at this point. So continued work in progress. Thanks for checking in, Peter. Make sure you find us out there on audioboom.com. Also can subscribe to the pod on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, and Google Play, where you can find all past episodes. So please check them out. So that's all for now. You've been listening to Locked On Pacers on the Locked On Podcast Network. You got it.